Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Write down our toll-free telephone number. You want to be a part of the program. I'm really, really proud of Wall Street. I've known a lot of people. I'm very cynical. I know a lot of people that have worked in Wall Street for a long time. I'm not the biggest fan of Wall Street for a lot of different reasons. There's a lot of people that I've met over the years that are wonderful people that work there. So I don't like broad sweeping generalizations. And I've met some real sleazeballs that have worked on Wall Street. What, am I wrong? You worked there for a while, and you're one of the good ones.
I am. I'm a rare exception.
No, there were some good people there. Good, you know, that really, it's like they don't produce anything. And they make money off everyone else's money. And they make money moving money around here, there, and everywhere. Doesn't mean there's not a need for it. There's a ton of need for it. There's a need for people to invest, private equity companies, and that helps our economy thrive. So I don't want to minimize the great work that they do. And many companies wouldn't get off the ground without the type of financing that Wall Street can often offer people. And the due diligence and, frankly, the business support system that they offer. So they're really good people there. New York Post has on their cover today, Schooled on Hate, Justice for Palestine. Now, here's what's interesting. It also has a subheading. Wall Street wants the names of Harvard's Israeli bashers so they don't hire them. Now, this is pretty amazing. Calls to defund anti-Semitic colleges. Well, they talked about the story of one hedge fund manager, a guy by the name of Bill Ackman. I've heard his name before. I don't know anything about him. And other Wall Street executives, they want the names of the students at the 31 Harvard groups that blamed Israel, and only Israel, for the attacks by Hamas, the unprovoked attacks by Hamas. Another top Wall Street executive quoted in this article saying that he's going to stop giving to the University of Pennsylvania, I believe the Wharton School of Business, until they denounce the terrorists. I was like, the original statement said, we the undersigned student organizations. It said, hold the Israeli regime entirely responsible for all unfolding violence. The apartheid regime is the only one to blame. Israeli violence has structured every aspect of Palestinian existence for years. Then the letter included the names of about three dozen student groups, 31 to be exact. And that letter has since been updated for student safety to remove the list of groups who signed it. But by the way, people already have it. And fears that some of the nation's brightest young minds had doomed their futures led former Harvard President Lawrence Summers to caution against singling out students who are naive and foolish about what they were signing. No, Lawrence, they're in freaking Harvard. Excuse me. There's no excuse. They knew damn well what they were doing. They were aiding, abetting, offering moral support to terrorists. And would you say the same thing if students at Harvard said the same thing, if they blamed America for 9/11? Extrapolated out, I've been given the numbers. You know, population of America versus population of Israel. That would be the equivalent of over 37,000 dead Americans in a single day. You talk about 9/11, 2,977 of our fellow Americans died in a single day. Many others we lost after from 9/11 related illnesses. That was real. You know, but if, you know, this hedge fund billionaire and these other, you know, dozens of business executives, they're pledging they will not hire any members of these student groups at Harvard that signed on to the letter blaming Israel, the victim here. And by the way, late Tuesday, 17 other Harvard groups, you know, around 500 faculty and staff of 3,000 others, signed a counter statement attacking the other group's letter as completely wrong, deeply offensive. Finally reported at the Harvard Crimson. Now, last night on TV, I had my friend Cornell West. He always says, "Brother Sean, Brother Cornell, how are you? Good to see you." And I said, "I'm really teed off." He said, "Well, they weren't wrong; they just were missing nuance, huh? Missing nuance? No, that is supporting terrorism. That's it, pure and simple, and blaming the victim." Linda, last time I checked, in the politically correct world, it's wrong to blame victims, is it not? In a woke world, you don't blame victims. You're sympathetic towards the victims. And so, you know, and then I'll tell you, one of the University of Pennsylvania's biggest benefactors, anyway, Apollo Management CEO, this guy's name is Mark Rowan. And anyway, he apparently graduated from Wharton School of Business, donated over $50 million. Since, 2018 to the School of Business. And by the way, one of the biggest benefactors, and, you know, he literally is, you know, he's literally telling other donors, close your checkbook because of the college's failure to condemn the terrorist group Hamas and for their ruthless attack beheading children. And the Prime Minister of Israel tweeted out a picture today on X. So I guess didn't tweet, he X'd out. Pictures of the dead babies beheaded and burned. And we've been bringing you these stories, telling you the reality of what has happened here. And anyway, so he's telling people, close your checkbooks. Completely support him. I don't support boycotts. You're free to make your own decisions. But, you know, at the end of this debate last night, we'll get into more detail. I'm going to play a portion of this debate. At the end, I said, here's the sad part, guys. You're both professors at Harvard. Both very smart men, Professor Dershowitz, Professor Cornell West. I said, we couldn't have this debate on a Harvard campus. They wouldn't allow it. That's how these institutions of learning have become so woke and so politically correct that I guess, you know, you can only attack conservative African Americans or conservative minorities, or in this case, people that are Jewish. Is rampant anti-Semitism, virulent anti-Semitism, this prominent? I never thought I'd see this so widespread on college campuses, and I don't have a high bar of expectations for freedom on any college campus. But this is sick. This is beyond the pale. You know, I know somebody that hires a lot of people. He once said to me, "I'm not interested in Ivy League students." I said, "Why not?" He goes, "I want the kids whose parents were middle class, that struggled. The parents of civil servants." Well, I kind of describe in my background. That's my mom, the prison guard. My dad, the family court probation officer and waiter. And I said, "Why?" They're hungrier. They live in the real world. They haven't been coddled on these college campuses. I mean, it was pretty powerful. Very powerful. By the way, BB is now exposing left and right. Just check out his X account. Look at the pictures yourself. As a matter of fact, Linda, put a link to it on our website so people can see the tragedy. They had pictures. I mean, it's so heartbreaking. Accounts emerging of scores of children taken captive by the terrorist group Hamas. And when they unleashed this assault over the weekend, innocent kids thought to be in terrorist hands as young as 9 months old. The images of dead, 40 dead babies are real. That's not made up. It's not fake. The decapitating of children and others has taken place. The burning of children and others has taken place. You know, they've got they got in the New York Post today pictures. You know, this is happening. And they've got the pictures of the kids. Brief video making the rounds social media shows kindergarten teacher, I won't give her name, clutching her sons, Ariel 3 and a 9-month-old son. And the family is they're abducted by Hamas from their neighborhood, or kibbutz as they call it in southern Israel. That's near Gaza. And the family, including her husband and father, hunkering down in safe rooms when the terrorists descended. I couldn't believe the picture. You know, somebody said on the BBC of this harrowing footage, you know, they've taken them without any food, without any diapers, without nothing. I don't know if we'll ever see this family again. The odds are not in their favor. You know, I always tell people that ask me about my self-defense training, what do I do? And I'll give them a few things to do. I'm not going to disclose it on radio because I have a whole set of things that I'm going to do if somebody tries to come at me. And I will defend myself. And anyway, but I do give people advice. And one of the things I'll say, if somebody's ever trying, for example, I give advice to people, my own daughter, for example. They're ever trying to get you in a car. I said, sweetheart, you believe in Jesus. You believe in an afterlife. I said, if you're going to die, die right there. Fight to the death right there, not to get in that car. Why do I say that? Because if you get in the car, your odds of ever being seen again are extremely low. Remember when we actually were able to rescue this girl that had been kidnapped and we found her? I was like, oh, that's a miracle from heaven, because that's not usually the outcome. They have this beautiful young woman. Did you see this picture today? This, you know, I don't know how old this young lady is, but beautiful young girl. You know, for whatever reason, Hamas killed this young girl. They show the picture of the mother to give an interview. This guy, I just look at this kid, and I'm like, it could be an all-American girl, all Israeli girl, young, happy. You know, she's got like handprints on her thigh, and you know, just. Why? 260 kids that age were slaughtered that went to that concert. And we now know Hamas is using hostages as human shields. We predicted that was going to happen. You know, at this point, Israel has been saying, if you stay, you will die. They've been telling and warning the people of Gaza, get out. Egypt wants nothing to do with them. They closed their border. Jordan wants nothing. None of these countries want anything to do with them. They've really got nowhere else to go. But for every dead person, you can blame Hamas and Iran. Those are the people responsible. And I think by the end of this, Gaza will no longer exist. Hamas will not have Gaza to fire their rockets into Israel anymore. By the way, I forgot to tell you, these Harvard students now in a full-blown, you know, cover-your-ass mode after their pro-Hamas letter backfired. Anyway, a flurry of these students now are desperately trying to backtrack their imbecilic and idiotic support, blaming Israel for this slaughter. Good luck to you. And I hope these Wall Street firms are able to piece together who the students are, so this way they don't hire them. Hamas has now called for their supporters to make tomorrow, Friday the 13th, a global day of jihad. Now, I care about everyone in my audience. I'm going to urge all of you, take this seriously. If you're in a big city, like New York City, I'm telling my staff I'm bringing in a bare-bones staff tomorrow for radio and TV. Just enough to get on the air. Linda, you've been instructed. Tell everybody to stay home. I don't want anybody here. You know, we'll figure out how to get a show up on the air. We've had to do it before. Take it seriously. Top Hamas terrorist citing Biden's Iran deal as the reason they took hostages. Wow. Why would they not be emboldened? Why not? It pays. When you pay $6 billion for hostages, I told you this would happen. Bernie Sanders, he denounced Israel for committing war crimes. Of course, Bernie Sanders, you know, the genius, you know, radical socialist that he is. Again, praised by the left. Take this seriously. This National Day of Jihad. You know, it's or holy war, and they want it worldwide. Just to be very clear here. I would take it seriously. Because you know what? There are enough lunatics, there's enough evil in this world that they mean it. And some will act on it. You've been hearing me warn you about Joe Biden's aiding and abetting open borders. And I will tell you, this open borders, I guarantee you by the end of this year, we'll have 8 million Joe Biden illegal immigrants that he facilitated into this country, defied his oath to the Constitution and uphold the laws of this land. And I promise you, I am not wrong, that among them are people that are terrorists or affiliated with terrorists. And one day we will pay a price for Joe's idiocy. And, you know, just remember I said it. Because I pray to God that I'm wrong. I really do. I pray to God that you can call me C. Hannity. It's 10 years later, you idiot. Nothing would make me happier. I'm not wrong. I'm not. And when it happens, Joe will have blood on his hands for not enforcing the laws of this country. 800-941-SHAWN. I've been saying this. By the way, Linda, have you noticed I've not been criticized for this by the mob? You know why? Because they know damn well what I'm saying is true. Well, how many people on the terror watch list did we catch? Well, how many got through that we didn't? No background checks. 99% of people, according to this congressional report, were allowed to stay. By the way, is Newt Gingrich actually here yet? Do we know for sure? He is here. Okay, he's in the green room. Well, why don't we bring him in early then? I mean, we love our friend. Yeah, well, I don't mean early now, this segment. We'll
he is on. He's on at 3:30.
Perfect. That's what I'm saying.
You know, if you read that guest sheet that your producer wrote,
you know,
it'd be amazing.
It's a bit. Can you just follow along?
Oh, for
can you?
You're
like,
doing a bit. You're terrible at bits.
Man, oh man, I love when I get attacked by my own staff. You all watch it in there because your Christmas bonuses are coming up soon. I'm just warning you all. And I make those decisions unilaterally. Just warning you. Want to take it back?
You're ornery. You know that? You're just ornery old git.
I love when people double down. Good for you. I'm proud of you. All right, quick break. Newt Gingrich in studio when we come back.
You're on the Sean Hannity Show, a place where free speech and the First Amendment are still alive and well. Get your dose of independence and liberty every weekday right here with Sean.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400 bucks, depending on the finish.
Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with Sign Up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
9:25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. Here's our toll-free number. It's 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. Listen, I'm so proud of my cell phone company. It's a veteran-owned company. And the great news is they offer the exact same service as the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. They use the same cell towers. They use the same 5G network. Average family saves close to $1,000 a year. But right now, leading up to Veterans Day, they are supporting our military, men and women. And what they're doing is they understand the sacrifices everybody in the military has to make. So they set a very ambitious goal. They want to eliminate $10 million in military debt by Veterans Day. What a great goal. They can't do it alone. They need your help. Here's how simple this is. When you become a Pure Talk customer and get the same service and save, again, average family on average saving $1,000 plus a year for the exact same service, you're going to save money for the same service, and for every new person that signs up, they're going to donate a portion of every new order to this great cause. Anyway, it's simple, fast, it's easy to make the switch. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. #250, keyword save now from my cell phone company that you'll love, Pure Talk. My history with my in-studio guest, I have no idea what the hell you were doing up in New York the day before Hamas's global day of jihad tomorrow, but I don't get to see you enough. You're like family to me. You're a big brother to me. Our lives and careers have been so intertwined, it's amazing. I first interviewed you in a Holiday Inn in Decatur, Alabama. I bring this up often. Somewhere there's a picture. I don't know where it is. I haven't looked. I got to look and find it. Of us in that Holiday Inn room with a Marty system. They didn't have sophisticated satellite beaming possibilities back then, or Comrex or anything like that. And then I got hired, ironically, in Atlanta after my 2 years in Huntsville, Alabama, 1990 to 92. And by the way, the local paper did a great editorial when I left goodbye to the talk show host from hell. Then I went to your city of Atlanta, and the years was 92 to 96 before I got hired by Fox when they went on the air. And I got to MC your event, the Cobb Galleria, the night you became speaker. One of the greatest nights of my life. And you let me be a part of it. Do you even remember that?
I didn't let you be part of it. We were thrilled.
You were not.
My two daughters loved you.
That was a plus, yeah. Thank God. I beg him a lot. Yeah.
You had a huge audience in Atlanta, and people were thrilled that you were doing it. And it was also one of those amazing historic moments that is kind of hard to, you know, unless you've been there and you've lived through it, it's hard to imagine how big a deal it was.
Because we have new listeners all the time, I want to share one story about that night. Okay. And I went hoarse that night because there was so much excitement. George Pataki just won in New York. He's the new governor of New York, you know. We can now officially announce that Newt Gingrich will be, for the first time in 40 years, the Republican Speaker of the House. You guys have been in the wilderness for 40 years. And through GOPAC and renewing American civilization, you laid the intellectual foundation for Republicans to win a majority. And you're the last person to balance, I believe, four budgets in a row. Never happened decades before. Hasn't happened ever since. And the amazing part of our journey together is that night, you're in this room. You didn't have CNN, Fox, and MSDNC the way you do now. And there's the big three networks in this room adjacent to where I was emceeing the event. I walk in this room, this dumb 30-year-old kid, and I'm like, hi, Mr. Speaker. Hi, it's me. You know, had a higher-pitched voice at the time, higher than now. And I said, would you mind coming on my radio show tomorrow? And, like, everyone was looking at me, all these top anchors. I don't remember who was in the room. And, like, who the hell is this dopey kid? And why is the speaker to be elect giving this guy attention? And you go, yeah, sure. What time would you like me to call in? Yeah. Was your answer. It was a great time. And we can learn a lot still from those days.
We can. And, you know, we were chatting just before we went on the air that when I think back to Rush and to you, to Neil Bort, I mean, conservative talk radio offset the Washington Post, the New York Times, ABC, NBC, CBS, and really became the balance that enabled common sense conservative Americans to say, oh, I'm not isolated. I'm not alone. I'm not stupid. You know, and I think all of you together changed history. And I was just very fortunate. I was one of the guys. I always tell people back when I worked on the Reagan campaign, a friend of mine said to me one time, you know, until you explained it, I actually thought Reagan had something to do with it. and I realized then I was like the ant that got on the piece of wood near Minneapolis. I mean, and floated down the Mississippi thinking, look what I'm doing.
Right. Understood completely. You know, here's the lesson I wish everybody would learn from you. And you're a professor, a historian at heart. At some point during your trip to New York, let me guess, and I'm looking at somebody who's here with you.
Joe DeSantis.
Oh, hey, Joe.
Famous public opinion analyst.
I know him well. Okay, so, Joe, what time is the Museum of Natural History private tour today? Is that happening today? Or what time is the Bronx Zoo happening today?
I was thinking about doing the museum, but I thought, you know, I could do dinosaurs or Hannity.
Hannity's now a dinosaur.
It was a close run thing, but we decided you deserved it.
Close second. But here's what I would take out of what we all can learn from Newt Gingrich. You had a series of tapes. I went back years ago, and I found them online, a VHS tape. I didn't even have a VHS recorder left at that point. It was obsolete. I bought them. And then I got a VHS recorder from somebody. Actually went back and watched them. And this became the intellectual foundation that led to the contract, which led to the first time in 40 years a Republican majority in Congress. It was your keen intellect. You built this for years in preparation for that moment. What can we learn from that?
Well, I mean, that's part of why Joe Gaylor and I wrote March to the Majority as a book. A couple of things. Cheerful persistence. It's easy to get depressed. The world's hard. I mean, look at the whole mess in the House Republicans right now. Second is a model I learned from the U.S. Army, which is listen, learn, help, and lead. I mean, people have this, particularly business people don't get this. The House is 435 independently elected people. Each one of them won an election. I tell people it's like having 435 high school class presidents.
Yeah.
They all arrive with ideas. They all arrive with energy. They all arrive wanting to make a difference. And so you can't order them. Presidents can order cabinets because they can fire them. These guys can fire you, as McCarthy learned recently to my deep sadness, because he's a great human being and I think was on the way to becoming a great speaker. So you got to listen every day. It's also true of the country. You know, Lincoln used to have what he called his public opinion baths. Even during the Civil War, they'd have an afternoon where anybody who wanted to could come to the White House. And for about 2 hours, Lincoln would walk around, just listen to people, try to get, what are they talking about? How do they feel? What they're up to? Alfred Sloan, who created modern General Motors and one of the great management achievements of the 20th century, Sloan, every quarter, took 1 week to go out and be a car salesman. And he said, the questions people ask him, and he helped found Gallup. He really believed in public opinion. But he said the questions people ask him told him about the future of the car market and what people were looking for. So I think you really have to listen to each other. And I would say some of the biggest mistakes I've made were when I got talking too fast and listening too little.
You wrote a book after you were speaker, and you were kind of sent packing unceremoniously at the time, and I remember we had a couple of discussions, and I thought it was unfair at the time. I didn't like how it went down. And then you wrote a book, very reflective book, introspective book, Lessons Learned the Hard Way.
Right.
And I remember telling you at the time, I thought you were being too hard on yourself. Was I wrong?
I don't know. I think Calista would agree with you that I was probably being too hard, but I was also trying to say to people, I mean, look, we had an amazing run, and I had a reasonably big ego even without becoming speaker. So when you get to be the first Republican speaker in 40 years, first reelected Republican speaker since 1928, you know, you make some mistakes. And I've always thought of myself as a teacher. So if I see a mistake that I made and I can share it with you so you can go, and this is also part of why I wrote March to the Majority. So you can go, oh, well, I don't want to do that. Well, I just saved you a whole lot of time and effort. It's like teaching people don't touch hot stoves. doesn't always work. Sometimes they have to touch it anyway just to see what it's like. But I suspect it did. I think it did not actually help me from the standpoint that our base doesn't want somebody who's introspective and goes around thinking, oh, look at the mistakes I made. Our base wanted me to go out and write a book beating up the left, which would probably have done better, to be honest.
Well, March to the Majority is, and the reason I set up this interview the way I did is because it is, again, going back to the model, the paradigm that you created, it is the future. And if the Republican Party is to be successful, they've got a lead. The American people will give them time on the speaker issue, but their time is running out. And as far as I've been telling all of them, with such a slim majority, they will either be successful together or they will fail together. There won't be one group of people that are successful and the rest of them are failures. No, they will all fail together or succeed together. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, and I think, again, there are a handful of them who don't care. Because they have figured out that they can go on television, they can use social media to raise money, and they actually are better off fighting than they are getting something done. Because there's a large part of our base so frightened and so angry that they want people out there punching folks in the mouth. You know, it's a little bit like cage fighting or something. And those folks have figured that out. Now, the problem is, while that may be good for them as individuals, it is a disaster for the country and a disaster for the House Republican Party. Because when you have a narrow majority, right now, because there are a couple of vacancies, a majority is 217. And I've written two or three pieces now saying, look, you either have 217 or you have nothing. And this is the great problem that Steve Scalise faces. Good majority leader.
By the way, it was only a 7-vote margin with him and Jordan. And
that's right.
By the way, he doesn't have the votes today.
He doesn't. And I think he's going to have a very hard time getting them. Because people forget, with all of the challenge to McCarthy, McCarthy had 180 votes to 31 for Biggs. So McCarthy was already close to the number you need. And during the fight over naming McCarthy as Speaker, he consistently had 200 votes. Scalise, and this is not a negative comment about Steve. Steve Scalise is a very good, very competent professional. He's a very solid conservative.
And personally, I like him. You like him.
Yeah. And frankly, Jordan's going to have the same problem. If the vote had been reversed and Jordan had been at 113 and Scalise had been at 99, Jordan would have a hard time getting to 217.
Yeah.
And I think two things have to happen. Republicans have to talk to themselves endlessly. This listen, learn, help, lead thing is really important. You have to get in a room over and over and just keep listening to each other. And the folks on the right are going to have to recognize that if you're in a Biden district, you have a different set of problems. And the folks in a Biden district are going to have to recognize if you're in a hard right district and everybody wants to primary you unless you do things that seem too conservative, you got a problem. And they've got to find some way to come together. We created the America's New Majority Project, which people can see at that website, americasnewmajorityproject.com, specifically looking for 70 and 80 and 90% issues. So you could bring everybody together. A good example where they started with McCarthy's leadership was parental rights. Parental rights is an 84% issue. Now, I learned from Reagan, if you can get an 84% issue, stand next to it and smile. Your opponent either stands in your shadow or they join the 16. It's actually 11 by the time you take the undecideds and get crushed. Well, they've got to figure out a way to say to each other, if they want to get the investigations of Biden done, if they want to keep control of the committees, if they want to, and I think Jody Arrington deserves great credit as chairman of the Budget Committee. He has produced a plan, a roadmap, if you will, to get to a balanced budget in a decade. I worked with him and his team based on what we did in the 90s. You know, these are all real things. Well, if you're going to get around to being real, you'd better find 217. And maybe they need a 217 club. And you get to wear a little button if you're in the 217 club. And if you're not, everybody else gets to say you don't get to ride the elevator and don't come near us.
And they've got to understand. Yeah. There's no margins to play with here.
I just made that up sitting talking to you, but I actually do think having a button that says 217 and saying you only get to wear this button if you're committed to making sure that every time we're on the floor we're a majority.
You're like E.F. Hutton. When Newt Gingrich speaks, you need to shut up and listen. And
except they went broke, I think. They got absorbed by somebody.
Did they go broke?
I'd like to be
of course the historian professor knows that.
I think they may have been absorbed by somebody.
Well, you might not know, so-and-so, the president of this car company, worked as a salesman every month. I didn't know that either. I'm always learning something. And occasionally, I've gotten calls from Newt when he doesn't really like something that I'm doing, and I have learned to just shut up and listen, and usually 99.9% of the time, he's right. Newt Gingrich is with us. He's going to stay with us through the next half hour, and our number is 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. His book, March to the Majority, is now on Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores now all across the country. You need to read this book. Every Republican needs to read it right now in D.C. All right, when we come back, we'll continue in studio. A former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, his new book, March to the Majority, must read for everybody. Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores around the country.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's HealthLock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.